Dear friends, today, Church invites us to reflect on the theme, forgiveness. It is a vital element of reconciliation and our Christian belief. It is a central theme of today's first reading and the Gospel as well. There is a famous saying, to err, that is to make mistake, is human, and while to forgive is divine. The one who forgives acts divinely. This is because to forgive is to participate in an essential attribute and the nature of God, and that is a divinity. And our God is known for this. He is compassionate, merciful, loving, and forgiving. That is what we read in the Psalm 102. Today's first reading focuses on forgiveness. First, it reminds us that we must forgive others for our prayers to be answered. Second, it presupposes that we are all sinners needing God's forgiveness. So to be forgiven, we must forgive others first. The same thing we pray every time when we pray our Lord's Prayer, and in that we say, forgive me as I forgive others. Therefore, today's first reading author, Sirach, urges us, forgive your neighbor the hurt he does to you. And when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. This is a call to liberate others and to liberate and heal ourselves as well. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us something very fundamental, and the life and the death of each of us has an influence on each other. Also, our ability to forgive has a significant influence on others as well as ourselves. Hence, it is important to note that forgiveness has a double effect. It liberates the one who is forgiven and heals the one who forgives. And in the Gospel, Christ takes forgiveness to another important level, that is very practical level. This unfolds in the dialogue between Peter and Christ. Peter questioned Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Before Jesus could answer, he himself was trying to answer, putting a limit for the forgiveness. Is it okay if I forgive 7 times? No, not at all. 70 times 7 you need to forgive. When Jesus says that one, Jesus is reminding you and me that Christian forgiveness does not have any limit. We must forgive all, always, and forever. As the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, we read, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where it is offended, that I bring forgiveness. Dear friends, when Jesus tells us to forgive all and forever, what does it mean? First, it does not mean, I forgive you, but we must go our separate ways. Or, I forgive you, but I do not want to see you in my life again. Or, I forgive you, I do not forget. It means more than that. It is more profound that really God is calling you and me. It means restoring unity and believing it is possible to walk together towards common good. It means to heal our wound without leaving the scar. Dear friends, it may be easy to forgive someone who is distant, but one who is living with us, who is very intimate, if they have done something wrong, it is very difficult to forgive. That is where Jesus is calling you and me to make sure that we really forgive and seek for the forgiveness. Maybe if you think it is easy to forgive others at times, but seeking forgiveness from someone else, it is very hard because it involves the virtue of humility. Unless and until we are humble enough, we do not seek forgiveness. And that is where we really need to approach someone when we do something wrong and ask for the forgiveness. And there we would be really become the true disciple of Jesus Christ. It is essential to add and also to note, one must forgive oneself for the faults committed against oneself. Otherwise, endless grieving and guilty conscience because of one's mistake in life reduces one's quality of life. It hinders both spiritual and material progress. Therefore, we must forgive ourselves too to continue living in peace with ourselves. St. John Paul II is the icon of forgiveness. When he was about to assassinate by Ali Agha Khan, he shot with a gun. Then, when he recovered, came back, went to the jail to see Ali Agha Khan, who shot him. And he reconciled with him and forgave him. And that is what he came out and said. Maybe at times we think, oh, forgiveness, small things I could forgive. But who really attacked me to kill, I cannot forgive, could be the words that would be coming from us. But there is an icon in our own times who lived and died and became saint. And he is an icon for the forgiveness. If he has done that, you and I also have an opportunity to do that. That is a great example that stands before us, how we can really live up to that. There is also another good analogy how God deals with us. The free grace of God's forgiveness needs our response of forgiving our neighbor. A quotation goes like this: faults are thick where love is thin. Faults are thin when love is thick. Yes, dear friends, if you really love someone, anything that they do, it's okay, we say. But only when we do not love them, any small thing we magnify and make it so big. It could be between the spouses, it could be between the friends, whatever it is, dear friends. Finally, we need to remember, he who forgives acts like Christ. Therefore, we need to pray during this Eucharistic adoration, Lord, fill our hearts with your love so that we will be able to forgive others in order to receive your forgiveness. Amen.